In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to this edition of Iranian and English News with me, Neil Machkitsas. Leader of the Islamic Revolution has condemned the Western silence on the Myanmar violence against the Muslim community of that country, referring to the exploitation of human beings by materialism-based Western civilization. Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said, "A clear example of the West's false claims about human rights is the silence of these so-called advocates of human rights on the massacre of thousands of Muslims in Myanmar." Addressing a group of Quran scholars on Saturday, Ayatollah Khamenei said, "Over the past few centuries, the Western civilization has brought nothing but corruption and exploitation to human societies." The leader pointed out that dignity, welfare, progress, ethics, and victory over enemies will only be achieved through abiding and practicing Quranic teachings. Iran's ambassador to the UN has urged an immediate attention of the world body to the ethnic cleansing of minority Muslims in Myanmar. Mohammad Khazai made a plea in a formal letter to UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon. Khazai urged the UN to take urgent measures in line with the UN Charter to protect the fundamental rights of Muslims in Myanmar by urging that country's government to put an end to suppression and massacre of Muslims. Khazai said recent crackdown by Myanmar security forces against Muslim minority in Rohingya province has resulted in loss of human lives and suffering of hundreds of innocent civilians. The Iranian official noted that destruction of mosques and homes and eviction of people from their homeland constitutes violations of fundamental rights of Muslims in Myanmar. Khazai added that ethnic and religious cleansing, under whatever pretext, is unjustifiable and inexcusable under international law. Iran Marine Industrial Company Sadra has set to deliver the first oil tanker built for the Venezuelan National Oil Company in September. According to officials, 75% of the building process of the Aframax vessel ordered by Venezuela has been completed. Sadra has signed a contract to build four Aframax tankers for the Venezuelan side, each capable of carrying 113,000 tons of crude oil. Based on the contract,